Welcome to Shulam Achshava on the Daf. The month of Elul is sponsored by the Mendelbaum family. Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Chaim ben Eliyahu Tzvi HaLevi Zichrono Livrocha. We're holding in Chulin Daf Kuf Tezvov. The Gemara in Amud Bei says that there's three times in the Torah that says Lo Yisevash Gdi B'Chalev Himoi, and that is the source of Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel. They see from here the Chad Li'Yisur Achilo, Chad Li'Yisur Hana, Echad Li'Yisur Bishul. And this is the main source of the Yisur Achilo and Hano, which is brought down in Halacha. That's how the Shulchan Aruch starts the Hilchos Basav Echalov with these three psukim. Now the Chasid Sofer, Le'el and Daf Kufei, we spoke about that when a person eats milk and then he eats meat, he needs to make a separation between the two by cleansing it with water and eating bread. Chasid Sofer there quotes the Medrash Shoicher Toiv, the Medrash Tehillim, Perek Ches. It says over there that the Malachim, after Am Yisrael did a chait, the Malachim came and wanted the Torah back because they said Am Yisrael was over on the Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Malachim, but when you went to Avraham Avinu, you ate meat and milk together. Because it says that Avraham Avinu gave them chema and he gave them basar. The Lashon HaPasuk is, v'ikach chema v'cholav uven habakar. So you also did not keep the Torah, so why you deserve the Torah? So the Medrash says the Malachim did not have an answer. So right away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Voice Hashem Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, K'soiv L'chos HaDvarim Ha'ele." Write it, it's yours, because the Malachim can't get the Torah. So the Torah was given to Am Yisrael because of this Basav Echolav. Now, the Chasov adds that the Gemara tells us on this Pasuk, "Toiv L'chos HaDvarim Ha'ele, Ki Al Pi HaDvarim Ha'ele," that's the Hemshech HaPasuk, that from here you learn the Lonichos HaBris with Yisrael, Ele B'Shul Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Baal Peh is the covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. Are these two drushes that come from the same pasuk just a random two drushes that are not connected to each other? Says the Chasid Sofer, no. Oymik Advarim is that if you look at the pasuk carefully, it doesn't say that the Malachim ate meat with milk or they ate meat and afterwards milk. It says, V'yikach chem avicholov uven abakar. So why? What does it say the Malachim ate the meat with the milk? Maybe they ate first the chembo and the cholov, and then they ate the ben habakar. So what's the issue? Says the Chasid Sofer, as we mentioned the previous shiurim, yes, they did milk and then they did meat. But between milk and meat, you have to eat bread in order to cleanse the mouth. As we know, there was no bread that day in the home of Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu was eating chulin b'taharo, and that day, sarei meinu, was pierced needle. So there was no bread that day. So if so, the Malachim ate milk and then they ate meat without having a separation between. Where is the makor? They have to have a separation between milk and meat. They have to eat bread in between. That's with their rabbanon. It's not in the midrash. There's no din to eat the bread. So that's pshat, says the Chasid Sofer. The tain on the Malachim basar cholav is not that they ate milk and meat together, which is also with the raiso. It's the fact that they didn't do the hefsek that you're supposed to do between cholav and meat. They didn't do that hefsek. So that means they didn't were over an issue their abanon of basar becholov. So that's mainly the same pasuk that says k'stoyv sadvarim eile ki al pi advarim eile. Same drush of Torah Baal Peh. That same pasuk, because the Torah Baal Peh is what gave the Torah to Am Yisrael, because the Malachu did not keep the Torah Baal Peh. Beautiful vort of the Chasid Sofer. So once we know that basar becholov is what gives the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and so we can add over here the Imre Emes says. That's what the Gemara tells us, that you have three drushes. There's three drushes of basar becholov. It says three times. It's connected to three brisos that Am Yisrael had with the Torah. Achas b'choyriv, achas b'amaz moyav, v'achas b'agrizim b'ayevil. Mentioned in the Gemara in Horius. Because basar becholov is what gives Am Yisrael the Torah. So in Mele, the three brisos of Torah belong, or in Romus and basar becholov. That's what the Imre Emes says, both in Parshas Mishpatim, Tav Shrei Tzadik Beis, and in Likutim and Kiddushim, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. In the Parshas Yosef HaChadosh, in Parshas Re'eh, he adds to that, that we know that the Torah, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, that Baruch Echbona, they gave us, Oyuaisa Tlisoi. It's a triple Torah. The Torah itself is divided into three, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. So Yimelev, Moshe Becholov is giving you the Torah, it's also three. Maybe one can add to that, connecting this Chasid Sofer. Because the idea of the Chasid Sofer is not only that Torah Basar B'Chol gives you the Torah, it's specifically connected to Torah Baal Peh. Now, first, one can add that really the whole Yisoy the Basa B'chalav is not written in the Torah. The Torah, all it says, Loi Sevashel Gdi B'chalav Imor. That's all it says. How do you know all the Yisoy Basa B'chalav? It's all based on Torah Shabbat Pe. For me to learn Yisoy Achilo, to learn Yisoy Hano, to learn the fact that it's not only Gdi B'chalav Imor, it's every animal, it's every aim. But taking the Yisoy that the part of Yisoy brings is that the same Gemara in Shabbat says, the Baruch HaChavona that gave us Torah Tlisa, a triple Torah, by Moshe Rabbeinu is called Tlisoy because it was the third one to be born. So there, and that's the Mashmos of the Maharal over there, is the Milo that it's not Pshat that Kishbuk just gave us the Torah. He gave us the Torah through a human being, through Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Remez of Torah Shabbat Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who receives the Torah. I take all three and put it together to have a Chacham Shabbat Yisrael, the biggest Navi who is giving us Torah. The triple force of Torah is Mizgala in one Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah Shebichtav is Mizgala Torah Shabbat Peh. That's the biggest Gilu of the Tlisoy. So immediately the three Psukim, Abbas and Vecholov, come together as one in Torah Shabbat Peh and one big Drasha. And that's the Yisoy of the Chasam Sefer, the Basa Bechava, Peter Shabbat Peh, gave us the Torah to Am Yisrael. There's a beautiful way to end the Sugyas of Basa Bechava, Peh Machshava. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shom Machshava Shehurim, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.